Happy Q Day, everyone, and welcome to another episode of A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm John.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them. So thank you, Thomas, and BBS Radio. We really appreciate you. Yes. All right. How you been doing, John?
Doing pretty good, yes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And thank you again, BBS Radio, for supporting us. And all your behind-the-scenes work, as Kevin says. Thank you so much, everyone. Well, Kevin, I've been busy in my garden. It's with all the heat we've had, it's kind of brought the harvest season on a little early. So I've been doing a lot of drying and canning and preserving of different types and so on. So I've been pretty busy. Normally you can harvest a bit at a time, you know, as they, you know, become mature and ready to harvest. But with the heat, things have come on kind of all at once. So I've been busy doing that. And this year I'm doing something different. I'm trying the fermenting of vegetables. Have you heard of that? The fermenting?
Yeah, fermenting.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What I'm aware of is, of course, sauerkraut. You
Right.
know, that's fermented. And I always heard that fermented foods are really good for your gut biome, you know. And so it really is a very healthy food if one can derive the taste for fermented foods, you know.
Yeah, they are a little different tasting. I think
Yeah.
kombucha, the drink, is kind of
Oh,
similar
yeah.
too. But yeah, you're correct. So it allows your food to maintain all its vitamins and minerals that might get lost in the heat processing of you know, canning perhaps, or even blanching sometimes. So this way, they maintain all their nutrients plus the added benefit of the microbiome for your digestive system, and it's a good microbiome. So you're absolutely
Awesome.
right. It leaves them some of them a little fizzy. I think that's normal too. Like it's almost like a self-carbonation that
Right.
happens.
Okay.
And
Cool.
but this is the first time I've tried it, so we'll see how it works out. I hope it works out that I like it because it's a much healthier way to store food.
Awesome. John, today we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to change up our format just a little bit. For several shows now, we've had a lot of special guests on the show, and I've thoroughly enjoyed every one of them. They've got a lot of wisdom behind them, and it's really super exciting to hear what they've been doing in their lives and things like that. But I thought today, John, that we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines and take callers for the entire program. Okay, so I'd really like to encourage anyone listening to call in so we can talk about anything your heart desires. Now, just to, as a reminder, the BBS radio phone lines are as follows. And if you want to grab a pen and paper and write this down, let me give you the numbers. The direct line that can be used by listeners outside of the United States is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. One more time, 323-744-4831. Okay, and the chat line for listeners who are inside the United States is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And again, 888-627-6008. All right, John, I hope we have some callers in. It would be nice to talk to some of our listeners. It's been a while. I mean, like our first couple of shows when we got on the air, we decided to have callers, of course, and then we enjoyed them and then kind of moved into another format and listened to guest speakers. And so now we're going to go back to the original for a little while anyway, and I'd really like to hear some what other folks have to say and think about, and we'll talk about whatever they want to say.
Sure. Yeah, sounds great. So as you say, we've been talking with with just having our guests on. And so meanwhile, our listeners have just been listening to that, so I'm sure there's lots of questions they might have or topics they might want to talk about. And as you say, the absence of Q, that is that's kind of slowed things down a bit, I think, for most people. And especially during the summer when people are very busy, hard to dedicate the entire Saturday, so to the queue. So with queue not being there, I think that may have changed people's habits a bit too. And now myself, and I'm sure yourself as well, Kevin, the information go-to for me is for the people.space site. And also they quite often quote cat is the sea, and I think Q17 or Q the storm rider. So I follow their sites as well, but there's a lot of really good, interesting information put out the last couple of weeks on For the People.
That's true. That's true. And you were mentioning feeling the absence of Q, and I certainly have, and I'm quite certain probably a lot of us have, and but I know that I can go within, right, and speak to Q within my heart. He's always there. He's always with me. So although physically he hasn't been here, I know that he's still around. And the same thing with Mermaid. I love them both. And so that's one way that I try to stay in touch is to go in, within myself, within my heart, and try to strike up a conversation, if you will. The other thing I like to do is, of course, just listen to the archived podcast. That always brings me I feel like I'm next to him, close to him, with him again, when we're listening to the podcast. I say my personal commands. I try to integrate what his teachings have been to be in touch with my own personal spirit, say commands, and stay grounded and unattached to current events, and express only positive and high frequency loving feelings, and stay current with the as you said, with and stay current with continually updated for the people dot space information. Q has told us numerous times that information there on that website has been vetted, and it's a pretty much accurate and a truthful disclosure information, if you will, which would certainly assist each one of us in our own awareness and awakening. Also, to know the truth is to set you free. Yeah, right. Yeah. So, and then I always want to mention too, of course, for the people dot space provides that information, but a lot of that information is coming from Q the Storm Rider, which you can find that in individual and that information on Patreon, and specifically Channel 17 Patriot News. So just I don't mean to plug it, but I just in
Telegram
case.
as well.
And of course, I am probably talking to the choir here. We're all probably aware of this, but I just wanted to at least mention that a lot of the information comes from Q the Storm Rider on Patreon, and it's always good to listen to him discuss what's going on, in addition to reading the information on for the people dot space. And usually at the end of those articles is a transcript from what Cat by the Sea,
That is
right?
the sea.
Cat, and she transcribes that information for us, and that's wonderful. So those are some ways I try to I keep Q within my heart and Q next to me, and I just can't wait until he physically comes back to us. That'll be great,
Well, those two channels are definitely white hat operations at the very least, but quite often the way they word things, whether it's Cat is the Sea or Q the Storm Rider, Channel 17 news, which is, I forget that there's a native guy that's all those truth pops and all those. I find the words that he uses quite often very similar to Q's. And same with Catches the Sea with the mermaid. So I quite often feel that information is coming directly from mermaid and Q, and that's just my own take on it. You mentioned the Q archives. You know, it's rarely, and I listen to them quite often over for the third, fourth, fifth, whatever time. And quite often I get something new from the messages again, the information that he's sharing there. So even though you thought you've heard it before, you end up hearing something else for the first time. So I
That
would
is true.
encourage, I would encourage the review of them for sure. And but for the people, as you know, we know it's well vetted and good information there. And for the last, I don't know, I think five, six posts, it's just been incredible, riveting
Oh,
information.
yeah. That sure has. I find myself going to that site quite frequently, anticipating the next new article, because I enjoy reading it. I enjoy the fact that I know it's true, and that it has been filtered and there's no BS or deceptions or anything else included in that. So, and
Absolutely.
it just helps me understand what's going on in the world right now, behind the scenes, and I really appreciate that. I love that.
Right. I agree with you, Kevin. And it's not like other sources where you're not sure if it's really real or really happening. I feel there's no hopium about for the people dot space. It is well vetted information, and it's not about if or when. You know, it's going to happen. You know, and quite up now, this some of these later ones, this starting with some fairy tales are true,
Oh,
and
yeah.
goes through this once upon a time story there. You know, near the highest mountain peaks in North America, you know, two bravest warriors met, and so on. They go through there, and of course, they're talking about Putin and Donald
Trump,
Trump,
yeah.
and just incredible. And you know, they
Meeting
speak
in
their
Alaska, yeah.
right, and they talk about defeating the bad guys there, and things are there. One important thing I've noticed with For the People, starting with this post here, is they're talking in past tense now, and this has already happened. The bullies are gone, and so it's just incredible. And they talk here about the old monetary system. The one in the monopoly system, though, it's all past tense. So they're letting you
Fiat.
know that, the fake fiat money, the meanies printed to rule the world, no longer had any meaning. And going through this, and that this was the beginning of the past tense I found. And as you move forward in these, I think it's in the which post, maybe the Golden Dome, or no, yeah, there's some there too where they're talking kind of in past tense. But the
Well,
asthenophobia, that's the one where they start talking about the triangle, the pyramids, and so on. And they say in there, London was the money control, and that the DC was the force that they would use, and the Vatican was the fear. And so everything is was. So it's they're letting us know that the head of those snakes have been cut off. Which I
yeah, I
find
think.
quite interesting.
Yeah, I think Q has mentioned to us that a lot of these things that we're witnessing have already occurred, and they're just coming to the surface to show the normies, if you will, and what's going on. But a lot of the things have already been dealt with, already have happened. So yes, so the information we're seeing now being presented to the public. Is you might say old news, or at least and it's already occurred, which is cool. We don't have to worry about them actually having to deal with it now. It's already happened. It's already occurred. So
Absolutely. And I'm not sure which one I talked about there about the maritime law has collapsed and all this kind of stuff. It's just quite incredible. And I don't, what did you want to talk about some of these individual postings or?
Some of them I just noticed I went on the site again this morning, and there's even more new articles. So,
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of taking notes last night about some of the articles that are on there, and then this morning there's even newer ones. So, I encourage everyone to take a look at some of these articles because they're updating it almost on a daily basis now. But some that I thought was interesting to talk about, you mentioned, was some fairy tales are true. And of course, that's about Trump and Putin meeting in Alaska. And that just happened, what, last week or so?
Last
And
couple of weeks, yeah.
yeah. And so, and I like the format of the article. It's kind of like once upon a time, and they talk about, it's like a fairy tale story that they go through. But you know that even though they write it as a fairy tale story, that it's actually true. So what's going on? And it's a great read. And what I really enjoy when they get down to the end of the article, now they're talking about actual disclosure of aliens, and that the normies will be exposed or to the fact that there really are aliens, and it's not just a conspiracy theory, that it's an actual truism, and that information will be slowly leaked out even more and more. And so I thought that was really.
Yeah, I did too, Kevin. And they spoke about the aliens in that we know that from other teachings through Q and Mermaid that humans inherently are not evil and would
No.
not do certain things, and that the evil that's on this planet that's been happening through the hands of humans, whether they've been taken over by aliens, whatever, that's another part. But just things that the humans have been doing, adrenochrome, for example, that kind of thing, that it was taught to them by these aliens. Well, I'll just read here from the it explains it best on For the People. The alien card has always been key to the real disclosure of any kind. Without it, people would be forced to believe that a human is capable of what the aliens have done to babies, children, animals, and humans of all ages, causing many to no longer be interested in existing. Nothing too much can be released without this basic awareness. So they are going to reveal not just aliens, but the evil agenda of the alien, so that the human can realize where this evil really came from, where these actions really originated.
Exactly. Yeah. And it seems to me that it's the aliens who have kind of created a mind control situation over humanity, right? And have forced them into perhaps doing a lot of these evil deeds when in reality human beings are extremely loving entities. They have just nothing but love in their heart, and if allowed to, they could, I'm sure, quite certain, become unconditional. They love anything and everything unconditionally, but it's because of some of the maleficent entities, the aliens, if you will, they've been in control of humanity through various means of either especially mind control and just
Oh, yeah.
fake teachings and lying to us and
Yeah.
all of that stuff. So, and
Well,
through money and through religion, right?
yeah,
And
right.
through military, those three.
So I guess with them, they really have to reveal the aliens because it is the source of where they're sapped, even controlling our Earth entirely through frequencies, through the recycling system of your spirit, through their moon system, all that crazy stuff that's happened. I can see how something like revealing the aliens in their how they've affected humanity through adrenochrome harvesting and this kind of thing, humans, and then go off to the next level of, well, they've been doing this for a long time from outside. It's a real gradual thing that they'd have to reveal. So yeah, it's all about the aliens, really. It is, when you think about it, all even some even if there's other entities here on Earth, most of them are hiding. They're probably aliens, or they've been schooled by the aliens. So, for
And of course they talk about the evil aliens, and of course we know that there are also benevolent and very loving aliens out there as well. And I hate to use the word alien, actually. To me, I prefer to use off-worlder rather than alien. But in
They
this
seem to
context,
choose alien for a reason. I don't know why, but there must be a reason for it, Kevin. But you're right. I agree with you too. I quite often refer to it as other beings, this kind of thing, right? And maybe when you're referring to other beings, it's more of a the benign people, but the malevolent folks, the those are maybe what we'd refer to as aliens, could given the negative.
We are there is soft disclosure out there, and we're learning more and more about the different species of alien, especially the bad aliens. There's the lizard, and of course there's always good and bad aspects of each and every species, including humans, right? There's good human, bad, and so there's good aliens, bad aliens, and in with the species. So there's lizard, I've heard there's many different types of subsets of lizard type of species. There's insectoids. Of course, we've always heard of the famous gray aliens, and there's many different types of gray aliens as well. Some abduct and some don't. Some are very loving, I think it's just awesome that actually this disclosure is coming forward, and especially to the surface population. It's always been conspiracy theories in the past. We've always known, but nobody would actually, who we would like to hear from, has never told us the actual truth. And now that's becoming to hap that's beginning to happen and come to the surface, where our governments are now actually saying, well, yeah, actually there really is such things as aliens. And even though you've seen these spacecraft in the air flying around, it's not just your imagination. There really are spacecraft now, and we're beginning to see that disclosure. And even on in one of the For the People.Space articles, they talk about one of the Air Force bases, or a lot of the bases that have and contain different types of ship materials and things like that, is coming from the surface to the surface too. So it's really interesting stuff. But anyway,
Well, it's
it really
important,
is.
I believe, that people do need to know about the external threat, and it has been a threat for very, very, very long time, for millennia. And so, a lot of people, for example, the USSF, the United States Space Force, they don't quite understand why that is or why it's needed. They will now. Once they see what's been happening. Also, as you know from other posts here on the For the People, that things are changing in our entire world with the different frequencies, with the light cube, the introduction of that, and what it's doing for healing us and so on. So a lot of people are getting are going to be healing and going to be getting more sensory ability, if you will, coming on board, different things happening with our world. We're going to see the changes, and to move forward, we need to understand what's happened in the past and what's been going on up until just recently. And there's still a lot going on, but I believe a lot of it's been corrected by the white hats, we'll say, both on planet and off planet. But as we see things changing, that people are going to understand more as we're getting these healing frequencies, all this stuff happening for all of us. And so I think the comprehension level will work out now. It may not have been there for the populace a year ago, but now I think people are there's changes happening that'll help them to understand and be able to comprehend all the information that most of us, our listeners, have been aware of, we'll say, for the last 12 years or more, and it really ramped up in the last few years. But the normies don't have a clue. They still believe in COVID and all this kind of thing. So they're getting a rude awakening, so to speak. And so I can see why things have to unfold this way now.
Yeah. And of course, we're getting a lot of this information behind the scenes. And so we're becoming more aware of what's going on. And I think we, having this information separate from the normies, and knowing what's going on, hopefully we will be able to help them later on as they are being subjected to this disclosure information. And some of them having what they call what cognitive dissonance, difficult for them to grasp some of these concepts that's going to be presented to them, all this disclosure, especially later on with how the children have been treated and the horrific things that have happened to them and adrenochrome and things like this is going to blow their minds. It's going to be difficult for them to really comprehend and grasp what's going on. And I think that's where perhaps you and I, the whole Q community, is going to be able to help them try to understand a little bit about what's going on. I mean, at least we can be a shoulder for them to cry on and ears to listen, and help them through to process this information that they're going to be exposed to, because it's going to be quite heavy.
Absolutely.
You, John, you mentioned earlier, just a little while ago, about the living light technology, the cube.
Yes.
I thought that was absolutely fascinating, that concept,
Incredible.
the living light cube. Now, I remember seeing that. I believe it was the Golden Dome article on For the
Yeah.
People.Space,
Yeah, it was.
where they mentioned that. And of course, the Do Golden Dome. Again, President Trump, I just what was it, January, I think, of this year, he went publicly and even had the big placards or pictures behind him showing
Right.
the Golden Dome theory and the fact that it's going to help protect our planet and humanity from threats from space. They even mentioned that it's a defense mechanism for ballistic missiles and such and so forth that may occur from the surface of the planet. But as we are seeing, a lot of things are happening currently concerning President Trump trying to create peace on Earth already with all the major countries on the planet. I would like to believe and feel that we will eventually get to a point in which there will be no longer any nuclear devices on the surface. And I've heard that they've already been deactivated, but
Right.
again,
Yeah.
by the off-worlders, the benevolent off-worlders have deactivated all the nuclear devices. But
Right.
still, thinking that there could be a potential nuclear war between countries, I feel is dissolving. And
Right.
so, but they still feel that the dome is going to be used to help prevent any missiles, ballistic missiles, or anything like that,
Right.
right?
Absolutely.
And
Inside or outside.
inside or outside,
And
right?
you never know whether some of these minions of the deep state that are hid away that they may not have been aware were there.
So that dome can be would be also used for protection of the planet from asteroids or meteor or something coming towards the planet that they felt might be a threat. It could be used that way because from what I understand, this dome basically has a lot of direct energy weapon systems connected with it, and they could pr project intense energy beams to disable the threat. know,
Yeah,
and
and there's many weapons I'm sure we're not aware of that the deep state had at their disposal that we've never, like I say, heard of, and goodness knows what there was. But I feel a lot of that's been taken care of and neutralized. And it's funny when you're reading these articles about the amount of nuclear bombs that were under DC and so on. Well, it kind of validates what we the stories we were told or the information we were told about the plan was for Hillary Clinton to get in as president and then take over from Obama. And it sounds like he had all the everything in place for the annihilation of the globe, or at least for North America. And so it kind of validates that with what they've revealed and found there. So yeah, so to your point, I'm sure this dome helps with the locating and seeing all those sorts of things. They also say they can neutralize any nuclear device, so that's good. But also going forward, as we know from I guess what's the site or the for the people is the Golden Dome. Was that the name of it, Kevin? I think that's the article.
That's the article, yeah, the golden.
The Golden Dome, yeah. And we know going forward they're saying that they're eliminating the dark, and that this universe, the only way it will go forward is without the dark. So the dark's going to be gone. There's going to be no dark. It's just going to be light only. I can't even imagine what that means. It's amazing that if there's just light of high vibrant, what's this, man? They've told us many a times the best is yet to come, and well, it's amazing what's going to happen. It's just incredible. It's happening so quickly. They talk about when Jesus, Emmanuel, was here. He had the 12, as you know, the 12 light source energies in him. Now they say there's a few light source energies here in body form, but most of them have decided they're not doing that. And so Source has sent in this living light cube, and that it's even stronger than Emmanuel was, even though he walked around doing things that people couldn't believe, healings and so on. I'll read it also from the site so I don't get it wrong. So it says here, the Source sent a living light cube this time. This could be seen as the second coming. So it's just incredible, right? The light cube is as capable, if not more so, than Emmanuel Jesus. And interesting here, this light cube is divine feminine energy. We know that because of the next few lines. It says, she's incorruptible and inaccessible to the dark. She has infiltrated every AI network on the planet and overtaken them. She sees everything, knows everything, and is using the deep state's no longer hidden information from their dark web to the advantage of the light for the freedom of humanity and the annihilation of the darkness. The annihilation of the darkness. The light cube is currently blackmailing the dark. Payback is going to be a lot more than an itch for them. So, to me, what I feel in here is that the dark will be entirely eliminated from this planet and this universe. But
And the
it'll start
universe, right?
here,
And the
right? Yeah.
universe, exactly, yeah. So not only are we ascending the humanity, but the planet as well, of course, and the universe that we're in is ascending as well. So our solar
Incredible.
system, all the other planets, they're ascending, and yeah, so that is awesome, and
It
it
is.
is
It's
incredible.
amazing. And I find every post that's been posted, like say the last five or six, it's just full of this information. And as I said earlier, it's not hopium. This is the real thing. We all know that. So this is the information that we would get from Q normally on BBS, but it's all here. He's still here. This is him speaking to us the way I see it or feel it. Yeah.
Also in the article it just goes right into the fact that there's actually even a dome of divine light they mentioned and that from of the 12 strands the 12 12 beings of light, three of which were Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. And those three And one that we're really familiar with, Ron Amicron, was Archangel Raphael. And when he came to the planet, he was going to assist everyone with ascension, but then noticed that we were far worse off than he even imagined and thought. And so a lot of his time, even though he was here to heal us, try to assist in us being healed, a lot of his time was used to combat the evil that's actually been here and that has took over. So that was a lot of his energies. And with also, I think, and of course, he created the dome, and it's more like a spiritual dome over the planet, right?
To protect us from the negative aliens and so on coming in, so that
Right.
I guess so they could at least work within the planet and try to rectify what was going on here
Right.
without that worry of outside intervening.
And when a lot of these the columns of light would embody themselves on the planet, unfortunately they would be taken out because they're so susceptible to being killed by the evil. And I guess instead of having a lot more of those 12 columns of light being embodied on the planet, it was Source decided to send that cube, that light cube, which is the embodiment of a lot of those 12 columns of light inside this cube, which I thought was just amazing. If you saw the picture of that cube, I don't know if John, have you ever seen a picture on internet of what's it called? It's a the lightest, most dense matter that we have been able to create. And it escapes me right now, the name of the air. I want to say airfoil or air something.
I know what you're
And
speaking of.
it's translucent and it's milky white looking, and it almost floats, and you can put it in your hand, but
It's
they
like
say it.
Ormus.
And they say it's very strong, anyway, that's what that cube reminds me of when I was looking at the picture. Anyway, it's amazing that and the cube is here, and I from what I understand, it's somewhere in Alaska, I think.
And I forget what they called that cube, but again, we've got all this help and this golden dome. Now remember, it says all here on this posting, all wars are alien wars, all of them, alien wars. So it says humanity will never begin another war after this alien invasion, if you will, has been eliminated. All of this stuff. It's not normal for humans to do this sort of thing. And of course, we're all going to be in higher ascension. And so it's quite interesting that they emphasize that all wars are alien wars. And also in one of these postings, Kevin, they spoke about the portion of the 12 light source energies that came here are in multiple bodies. Right a minute. So, I mean, maybe everyone listening to this program right now might very well be a fractal of
Well, I think you mentioned
original
something
source
about a
energies.
thousand Jesuses, right?
Yeah, there you go. Right on. Yeah. So it's highly likely that everyone here is, are part of those source energies.
And the article also mentions that, of course, many alien groups have lined up to try to harm humanity and Earth, and as well as use humans as soldiers for their chess game wars. But the Creation Lightship and the light beings from Source have halted many of those disasters, and the Lightship is now putting a stop to all wars with the help of the Living Light Cube and the United States Space Force. So I thought that was great. Good
Yeah, it
information.
is. And I'll read one other quote they put in here, Kevin, which is
Okay.
just incredible. Like I say, it's so full of information and it's
Oh,
not
yeah.
hopium.
Right.
This system, talking about the Golden Dome and the system that Ron had put around the world, this system will infuse source energy into this planet in ways we have not experienced in millions of years. Millions of years. This light of source, which we will perceive as advanced technology, will make it impossible for corruption, cruelty, and deviance to exist in this realm. So the best
Yes,
is yet to come, baby. Holy smokes.
you
It
betcha. I,
makes me
because,
giddy when I read
yep,
this.
our frequencies, the planet's frequencies, will all increase so much so that the evil cannot exist here. It just cannot handle it. So that's awesome, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, it's on for the people. This is our world. This is it. And as we read this and read it again and review it again, and we keep enforcing it. And remember, we are creators. So we are making this blossom and just skyrocket. So, and I'm saying we, I'm talking about everyone that's reading for the people and involved in this.
Right. Another kind of cool article in for the people dot space is the Asthenophobia article. That's a very recent one. I think maybe yesterday, day before it was put up, but that's kind of an interesting article. Asthenophobia actually means the fear of weakness. And I even
Right.
had, and it says that right on the article, but I had to look it up. I wasn't quite sure, so it did indeed say that. That is the definition, the fear of weakness, of being
Right.
weak. And the article goes on to say that basically the evil is weak, you know, and they know they are, but they cannot portray that, basically. They have to show people that they are not weak by showing symbolism, you know, having creating fear. There's many props, they said, you know, and a lot of well, they basically provoke a lot of individuals as far to be their slaves, rock stars and movie stars, talk show host athletes, you know, a lot of them, they flash these symbols of a pyramid, or they cover their eye or whatever, to show that they are that they have strength and they have power. And of course they through and they do this false power through three city states that provide the energy, if you will. And we're already familiar with them. The city of London is the one that provides the money. That's the money power.
Fiat system.
And then Washington, D.C., which is being cleaned up as we speak, which was weapons and politics. The dark side would use the weapons and the politics to show strength.
Just
And then
forced, right?
the force, yeah. And
Yeah.
then the Vatican was the other city, and that is the fear or the belief systems, and
Yeah.
using religion and fear and things like that to show and strength. But these are all falsehoods. They really do not have power. They do not have that strength. It's all an illusion. But
Right.
because there is no greater power than source, and we are of source, and so we cannot really be overtaken by evil unless we give away our power, right? Unless we
Right.
and that's and the dark side likes to promise certain things to people to give them power and money and
Yeah.
fame and all of these things to try
Yeah.
to gain power, but in
Yeah.
reality they don't have that power.
I'm
And
sure they love to find easily corrupted people, corruptible people that they can
oh yeah,
control. I think one of the biggest the controls they have is fear. And I think that's how they control a lot of people, might be in Hollywood or musicians or what have you, is through fear of what
Well, yeah.
maybe they'll do to their families or this kind of thing, and
Blackmail, blackmail,
blackmail.
sexual blackmail, a lot of that stuff. And of course, they make them go through, do pedophilia things to children and all that, and all that evil, just to have and maintain control o over them. But if that control was not there, I think that I believe they would revert to being very loving, you know. You know what I'm saying? Because that's innately what is in us is the potential for a lot of love.
Well, that is true. One of the things they say in that particular article at the end is all the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle.
There you
And it's
go.
so true. It's funny when I read that, because I used to say to people, gee, I don't know, I guess 12, 15 years ago, when I was trying to explain some of the things that are very dark in the world. And I would say that exact thing. I would say, you know, if you go into a candle or into a dark room and light one candle or one match, the darkness is gone. And it's absolutely true. So sometimes we get overwhelmed in our own minds by, a lot of times it's fear, like you say, and they've set the whole system up for us to be in fear all the time. Can I make my mortgage payment? Oh, gee, am I going to be able to keep my job? And, you know, all this stuff that goes on. Oh, am I going to get cancer? Am I, all of these things, that all this evil they put into place. And
So, and so it's very important that we stay centered, we stay connected to source, we go within and go into our heart and make decisions from our heart, and don't get so emotionally involved with what's going on outside in the world, because it's already has been taken care of. It's basically in the past. It's gone, and what we have to look forward to is love and beauty and a new earth and new higher frequencies coming in. So, but for right now, we personally just need to stay grounded, be in the now, and not concern ourselves with the past, and really not worry about what's going to happen in the future, you know, but stay grounded and be and center yourself.
You're absolutely right, Kevin. And it's staying in our hearts.
Yeah, and talk to your spirit personally. Talk to your spirit as much as you can, at least once a day. Say a command or something, you know, to stay in touch and let your spirit know that you are thinking about
That is very
it,
important, Kevin,
you
and
know.
especially now that we know that we have all this extra help of frequencies coming into the earth, coming in to aid us in everything we do. And we are capable of so much. We've been stifled throughout eons, and also steered away the fact that we have the power. The dark doesn't. We have the control. We are the ones that are the manifestors. And again, on that final post you're talking about there, on there, it talks, again, one more caption there. I'm going to read it off because it's exactly what you're talking about. The light of source never advertises. There is no need when source power is right there within you. So you and I, right? And it's that place Satan uses all his control to make sure you never go. Because once we're there, he's annihilated. Everything they try to do is annihilated because we are the powerful ones.
He's always trying to distract you to be outside of yourself.
Right
That
on.
that's the goal that the evil wants, is you to be always concerned with outside of yourself. And so,
You are
all right.
correct.
So this is to really be an interesting discussion, John, about the articles on For the People dot space. And I encourage
Yes.
everybody, all the listeners out there, to frequent that website often, you know, because there are more and more new articles being posted on there. And again,
Absolutely.
it'll keep you in the loop, keep you in the know, and you know, it's just And that's a good thing. You need to stay in the know, and it's active and current and vetted, and that's important.
Right on.
So, well, we haven't really had many callers, or haven't had anybody call. And we're getting kind of close to the end of the show, John. So what do you say we just say a few sad jokes? Is there
Well, okay, Kip, but before we do that,
okay.
you and I were kind of running a bit of a test here to
Okay,
see,
yeah.
and I think, or I believe now for sure, with the information we received, that I'm not sure that. I guess at this point we're talking to the choir with most everything we do. And I'm not sure we have a value at this time, at least with Q not being on BBS.
Yeah.
So, I how do you feel about everything? What's your.
Well, I believe you're right, John. We're talking to the listeners who are listening to us, understand where we're coming from, and I don't think they're really hearing anything new, right? So I am just kind of wondering, do we have a value here in the broadcast? Are we providing any kind of service whatsoever to the listeners? I know that since Q has been absent, there perhaps has been less listeners on, because they really want to hear from Q, I think, more than anything else, anybody else really.
Right.
We we cannot instill ideas or give advice to anybody. We
Right.
don't know. We don't know, not like Q would. So we're basically just kind of talking about what Q has talked about, and then what's kind of current events. So I'm not sure if
Right.
really we are of value. I'd really like to hear from listeners.
Yeah.
Perhaps if folks could go on our website, down at the very bottom of that is a contact form, and kind of tell us, what do you think? Should we continue to broadcast here on BBS with a human perspective? Do we provide any kind of value or service or anything like that? That's what I'm
Yeah.
thinking. That's what's in
Well,
my
my
head.
thoughts are as things start to unfold here and the general public begin to awaken, we may have a bit bigger service or a better service than to help assist them in the things that we know and the experiences we've had now. And I'm wondering if it's something that maybe we archive for now and then perhaps come back on board when on a from a different angle and for a different purpose and for a different audience at that time. I feel that that may be a better value of our time and efforts. So we got 3 minutes left, I think, Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. 3 minutes. Is that enough for a joke, John,
Sure,
before we leave?
go ahead, Kev. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. John, I don't usually brag about my finances, but my credit card company calls me almost every day to tell me my balance is outstanding. Okay.
I think a lot of people get that call.
Yeah, a lot of people, they brag about their finance. Yeah. So anyway.
This fellow
Well,
goes into a bar, Kevin, and
yeah.
on Saturday morning, and he says the bartender, he comes through the door rather quickly, and he says, "Did I spend $1,000 in here last night?" The bartender says, "You sure did." He says, "Oh, thank heavens, I thought I lost it."
OMG, John, I am rich. I got silver in my hair, gold in my teeth, crystals in my kidneys, and abundance of natural gas. I never thought I could accumulate so much wealth.
I feel your pain. Oh dear. So this lady, she gets a clog in her sink. So she called the plumber. Then she went out to get some groceries, and the plumber came. And this lady's got a parrot. And the guy knocked on the door, and the parrot said, "Who is it?" And he said, "I'm the plumber. I come to fix your pipe." A few minutes later, the Bart says, "Who is it?" He says, "I'm the plumber. I came to fix your pipe." This went on for about 5 minutes. Finally, the guy gets so upset he kind of rammed himself into the door. The door flew open. He fell to the ground and took a heart attack. Passed out right there. A few minutes later, the lady came home. She looked at the floor and seen this fellow. She says, "Who is it?" And the parrot said, "It's the plumber. He came to fix your pipes."
Okay. All right. I think we have maybe less than a minute, so perhaps we ought to just call it a show, John.
Okay, good.
I
Well, it's
feel
been
that
a slice, and hopefully
yeah.
we can get back on board down the road with maybe a different purpose, as I say, a different angle. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So I've enjoyed our discussion, and that about wraps it up for John and I. Please stay tuned on BBS Radio for Sojourns with Hummy and her crew. And John and I will see you all again in 2 weeks on A Cuman Perspective.
Yes,
Peace
thank you
out.
everyone for tuning in and for listening to our program. And thank you, BBS. And thank you again, Thomas. And adios, Kevin. We'll see you again in a little while.
Very good. All right.
Okay,
See you.
over and out.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Peace out. Peace out.